Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
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 Testing.
Testing.
Can you hear
me?
Testing. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. Testing. 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 Testing.
Testing.
Testing.
Hello?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Pops?
Driving.
Call me on the call-in number.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't know why people don't know when you answer the phone. It says unmuted.
It clearly says unmuted, don't it?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand either. That's irritating. Because I'm like, I know this thing clearly says unmuted.
Yeah, I thought it used to. At first, I thought it used to be, but now it clearly says unmuted.
Right. That's why my patients are thin.
Huh?
I said that's why my patients are thin. I'm trying to focus.
Huh?
Alright, so it's working?
Yeah, it's working fine.
Alright, Pops, let me get ready for the show.
Alright, babe.
Where you at?
About to go to the Altima, I guess. I don't know, I'm following my GPS. It's a lot of traffic.
Okay.
I'll be home in like an hour.
Alright. I'll see you when you get here.
Alright, babe.
Alright, love you.
Alright, love you.
All right, so everything should be working. Shit should be working right now, okay? Shit should really be working. Okay, everything should be cool. Like, we should be really getting ready to get into some things. So shit should be really working right now at this point. So I think that it's going to be pretty okay. I think shit should be working. So we're going to get into some things today. We're going to definitely – Wendy Williams to me looks bizarre. She looks like something is wrong with her. I'm not really sure what is wrong with Wendy Williams. However, some shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit just is not right with Wendy today. It is what it is. Some shit just ain't right with Wendy. About to start any minute now. Cool. Thing testing. So we here. We ready. Okay, period. All right. Let's turn this off. Period. Okay, cool. So are we in that thing? All right. It's time to get into some things. It's time for a legendary show. Cool, we got a bunch of people in here. Let's try it. 2696, can you hear me?
Aman, yes, it's Keza.
Oh, Keza, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now we can get started.
You're
with
welcome.
The show. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye. All right, bye.
Bye.
Love it, love it. All right, let's go. I hear y'all. If y'all hear me, if y'all can hear me, hang up if y'all don't want to talk anymore because I got my test call. So if you guys are on the line right now and y'all heard me, I'm about to start the show. So if you hang up, then I know you heard me. Bye. All right. Okay, now it is time for a legendary show. Let's go. Okay, period. Here we go. Get in here, everybody. Hey, get in here, everybody. Hey, get in here, everybody. We got to get into some things. Okay, period. Oh, that was kind of loud. Get in here, everybody. Okay. Get in here, everybody. Listen, we're going to have a good day today. Y'all can hear me, right? If y'all can hear me, drop some bells and bombs in the comments. Okay, I want to make sure y'all can hear me, baby. We ain't got no problems. You know what I'm saying? I need to make sure that y'all can hear me perfectly. Yes. Period. Pull. Okay. Yes. Okay, so we're going to have a legendary show. We're going to get into some things, okay? We are talking about how Cash Doll never happened. We're talking about Musty Stank Booty China. We're also talking about Meg Thee Stallion being the Cognac Queen. And we're talking about Wendy Williams being bizarre. Maybe her and Megan Thee Stallion were perhaps drinking together. You never know. All right, but before we get into some things, I want to shout out to my sponsors, Manscaped. Shout out to my sponsor, Manscaped. Okay.
John Morris, home justice department station. John said, oh, Armand, 20% off this fantastic product. Hey, because we'll check it out. Go get yours. But guess what? I got mine, and I love it. Man, you're balls. So thank you. My code, I'll check you out. Armand, 20.
Okay, period, pool. Just getting into some things. I'm drinking a this is a Red Bull Yellow, and I got my water. So we doing it. We're doing double time, okay? Let me bring you a little closer. Let's turn you up a little bit. I just don't want them to hear my fan. You know what I'm saying? Okay, period. We good? We good? All right. Y'all know I'm learning my whole new little software setup. All right. How's everybody doing? I wasn't sure if I was going to go live today, but then I said, you know what? The devil is a liar. We will go live today. They tried to take our stream down yesterday, but today is a new day, and we're going to get into some things, okay? My God, that was a rumbling right there. All right, so what are we talking about first? What do we have first on the docket? Oh, Wendy Williams. Oh, wait, no, that's Cash Doll. Let me get to Wendy. Oh, my God. Wendy Williams. Okay, y'all know I love Wendy Williams. I love everything Wendy Williams for the most part. I'm not even going to lie. Love, love, love Wendy Williams. But I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch her today, but she was very, very, very bizarre. She was saying she couldn't even get the words out. She was like, she was trying to talk about Donald Trump, and she was talking about coronavirus when it's coronavirus. She was calling Norman Nortman, and she was like very slurred in her speech, like not slurred, but she was just like slow. And then she would space out, then she'd come back. And you know, normally Wendy does that, right? She spaces out, then she comes back. But this time it was like a really delayed reaction. She almost felt like, I'm not gonna lie, it almost felt like Wendy had a hangover. No, seriously. It almost felt like Wendy had a little bit too much to drink last night, pulled herself together to come on the show, and was still feeling the effects of the hangover. No shade, Wendy. We all like to drink every now and then, but it feels like Miss Mama's had a little bit too much to drink and came to the show and was still tipsy. Now, you know, the rumors are out there that Wendy Williams has a drinking problem. Now, I don't like to throw allegations on people like that, especially people that I want to sit on their show. Love Wendy. You know what I'm saying? However, I hope that she is doing well. Now, I will be honest with you. I'm a little nervous for her. Because throughout her show, since she's been back, you know, there's this undertone of her being lonely. She talks about her being lonely. She talks about her wanting a man. She just talks about all like this energy where you could tell that she's at home, but she doesn't really want to be at home by herself. Her son is far out in college. I don't feel like they have the best relationship. You know what I'm saying? I really honestly don't. Kevin is gone with his girlfriend and his other baby. And Wendy is sitting there. Left to think about, you know, relationships that she has or she doesn't have. And, you know, she's kind of set in her ways. But I think no matter how hard or strong you are, everybody needs companionship in a way. So she's a woman of a particular age, and she's sitting in this apartment. She has all this money, but, you know, she's a public figure. Everybody knows who she is, and she can't really be, and she has swollen legs, swollen feet. The feet, literally. I mean, one episode she had on these tennis shoes, and the damn shoes didn't even close. The feet were like so big and jammed. I'm not even sure if Wendy Williams has toes at this point, or if it's just one conglomerate of a nub. I don't know what's going on down there with Wendy Williams' feet, but she really also needs to figure that out too. So I just feel like she's going through a lot between the feet. And the drinking and the marriage and the divorce and the kid and everything. It's just a lot going on. It's a lot weighing on her spirit, in my mind. Okay, so we're wishing Wendy the best, but something is not right with Wendy Williams, and I love Wendy Williams, you know. And it may be time for Wendy Williams to give up that seat. However, I feel like Wendy got renewed for two more seasons. Here's the thing, though. What do we do without Wendy? Because I was bored without her. I like Wendy Williams. I mean, what would she do? Will she do a podcast or something? I feel like it's almost like Wendy is one of those people that you don't ever really want to go, but eventually they'll have to go. But what I like about Wendy is she doesn't want to go. Like, she's not going to give up that seat. And you know she's not giving up that seat to no woman. Wendy'll give that seat up to a man before she gives up that seat to a woman. If you're a woman, you're not getting that seat. You can forget it. She'll die on that purple chair. Excuse me. Chow. Now I'm choking. This damn fan. But yes. So I feel like Wendy Williams, there's something going on with her. I hope she's okay. She seems a little slow. Slow to the punch, slow to the feel, slow to the commentary, slow to the news, just trying to figure out, you know, where we're going. And I think the fact that she is lonely, listen, lonely people can, it's easy to slip into a depression. It's easy to slip into drinking. It's easy to slip into habits. I'm not saying that she's doing that, but I mean, girl, something is not right. And the people are watching. And then Wendy Williams is the type of a person that people are always going to be looking for something because, I mean, hell, the woman has passed out on set. She's literally fainted on set. So at that moment, listen, we're all watching. We're trying to see, is she high? Is she drugged? Is she going to pass out again? You know what I'm saying? Is she horny? I mean, we don't know what she is, but we are trying to figure it out. She's got the lymphedema. She's got the thyroid. She's got the eyes. She's got the chest. She's got the cough. She's got, you know. So we don't know what's going on, but we're always watching. So I'm wishing Wendy the best. I'm wishing her, you know, luck. But yeah, you guys check that episode out. She's a little bit bizarre. Wendy, if you're watching this or anybody's in your team watching this, pull it together, girl. You're looking a little weird out here, and the girls are watching, and the girls are taking notice. And we have not forgot what happened with DJ Booth. Shout out to Candace for, you know, meeting up with DJ Booth. Hopefully you got the tea, sis. But yeah, so Wendy, also we are trying, we still want to know what's going on with DJ Booth and why DJ Sus One is there all of a sudden. And DJ Booth seems like he's got the tea, girl, and he's willing to spill it. So Wendy, you better hope all your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted, because DJ Booth is going to be speaking, because DJ Booth has subliminally been busting little shots to the blogs. He's been talking to bloggers. More than one. Some, you know, hell, he was talking to one blogger, child, and she went and announced it. So hopefully whatever DJ Booth said to her, hopefully he's ready for it to come out. Because if he don't give her what she wants, I'll bet you I'll have you know this. Listen, it'll be all over the news. It'll be, the recording will leak. That woman is going to leak that recording, DJ Booth. So whatever you told her about Wendy Williams, be ready. Because if you don't give that woman what she wants, she will leak the recording. So hopefully you didn't really spill any tea to her when you talked to her. But either way, Wendy Williams, hopefully, because you know what they said, Wendy, that woman said that she was playing with herself in front of DJ Boo. Now, Wendy, is that the tea? Because that woman that put that out there, that you was playing with DJ Boo, you tried to play with yourself in front of DJ Boo. And, it's some tea. And now DJ Booth is saying he got the tea. He it's not no tea. He's got the coffee. So, Wendy, I hope you wasn't over there drunk planning your cooter bug while DJ Booth was in your house. Because that's a Me Too situation. Wendy, I'm just saying. We'll have to wait for all that tea to come out if it's true. But the girls are going to be gagging. All right, so let's get into our next topic, topic of conversation. What else are we getting into? Not that yet. Oh, not that yet. Who we got? Oh, Black China. Oh, my God. Darkwing Duck. Look at Black China. I just want y'all to look at Black China. Black China is toe up. Black China is toe up. Why Black China so toe up like that? Why would they tear Black China up like that? Why would she tear yourself? Why Black China, why would you tear yourself up like that? What are you going through? Okay. I have no sympathy, no pity, no care, no wherewithal, no give a damn about Black China. You know why? Because Black China, I mean, she's content, but she's trash nonetheless. So as you guys know, we reacted to Black China walking out of the No Jumper interview because he asked her about Soulja Boy amongst a bunch of other niggas. And he basically, you know, said that, you know, he asked her about niggas that she's dated and insinuated that most of them all have dirty bathrooms because she was trying to talk about his bathroom. And he was just like, girl, I feel like you've been connected to a lot of men with dirty bathrooms. And I'm here to agree with that. I mean, Rob Kardashian probably has a filthy bathroom. He has a filthy built body, and I'm sure they have a bathroom to match. And so does that kid Blue. What is the kid Boo? Whatever his name is. But anywho, I'm sure China's bathroom isn't too clean either. It's probably built full of syringes and sticky needles. She probably goes in there and sticks herself 10 times a day before she, oh, I'm going to sleep. Let me stick myself. Going to the bar, stick myself. Going to the corner store, let me stick myself. I mean, China just looks like she wake up and just Botox herself every damn day. Every time she get ready to go somewhere, she just stick a needle in her face before she go. All right, you want to go to, you want to walk, do a jog? Oh, yeah, hold on, let me stick a needle in my face. You never know where I'll, you know, who I'll meet, who I'll run into. She just probably got just needles just everywhere. Just grab the first needle you see and just, hold on, girls, I'll be ready. I'm almost ready. It's like, girl, we just going to the corner store. Oh, I know, I get it. It's like, girl, you know, it's ridiculous. But anywho. So here's the thing. So she gets up and she walks off these interviews because the people are not talking about her music. She wants everyone to talk about her music. However, she responds to her haters. Now, not only do I feel like she responded to her haters, I also feel like she responded to Tyga. Now, we couldn't post Tyga's pictures up here. Tyga has got on OnlyFans, and he's got his thing out on OnlyFans. So now Black China has got her clappers out. And so she captions it and says, let me give y'all something else to talk about. So let me show you. Oh, I hope YouTube don't take this video down. But let me show you a little bit of what Black China had put out. Wow. And mind you, Trey Songz is playing in the black background. Now that, look at that booty. Oof. It looked like it's filled with air and gas. That looked like it stink. Black China looked like, I mean, but Black, you know what I mean? Like, how wide did you have to spread that whole, like, and then stick that bottle up there like that? Men like that? It looks dented. Ran over, stepped on, flipped, reversed. If you're flipping nippers flat, yeah, nubble, is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Okay? It's all of that. Okay? That's not okay. That's not okay. Listen, I am an idiot. Okay? Sometimes I have to laugh at myself. It's sometimes I don't, I give you out this microphone and I just say anything. Don't mind me. I'm not even drunk. Ah. Ah. Women, why do y'all do that? I mean, she don't have no waist. Okay, so is the thing this, just be skinny with no waist. And then just get two big gas-filled, you know, freaking helium balloons and just stick them in your booty. And then that's sexy. So what man, and so, and men like that. How do you clean that? And then they got the nails that's like hella long. So how do you clean all that ass? You know what I'm saying? And then when you have to pass gas, I know that air ain't just coming through there. She got to pull that apart and release that air. So when you have to fart, how do you release the, how do you break wind? Because you have to break through all of that booty. And it's hard. I know it's hard. It probably hurts her to pass. It hurts her to fart. She probably can't even fart without being in pain. Look at it. I know. Look at. Could, imagine having to pass some gas. That's a lot of layers. That hurts. Oh, they said it comes out the front. You know what? For once in my life, that's the mass I wouldn't want to be in. I don't want to be that bottle. That bottle is probably over it. Like, why did I'd rather somebody just run me over in a car. Don't stick me here. You know this stink. That bottle is over it. You know what I mean? If I was that bottle, I'd be screaming for help. Black China. But my question to you is this. How are we going to talk about the music when you got a freaking 2 liter in your freaking ass? You have a 2 liter in your ass. You're squeezing cranberries in your ass. And you want to talk about the music and you got a bottle right in your musty, funky ass. Right. Right in your funky ass. And we supposed to talk about your rap career. How dare you? The nerve. The nerve. Who's talking about your career when you can put 2 liters in a musty hole? Black China's embarrassing. But she wanted us to talk about it, so we're talking about it. I wonder, but you know what? There's some men that like that. Men like that. Men like that. Men are into that. So, you know, good luck. The tattoos are nice, but between the dents in her face and the dents in her cakes, I don't know which ones are worse. Let's look one more time before we have to get out of here and move on. Let's look at, I mean, look, that don't look ran over to you. Look at that. That's hit. That's what 10 years worth of trains look like. Okay. That's what that looks like. Ugh. Oof. Okay. But men love it, so they like big old hit hard butts. So congratulations to those men that's hitting that. But Black China, we're not talking about your music. This is why we're not talking about your music, because you give us more things to talk about that are more interesting than your music. I mean, all of her stuff is not bad, but I mean, it's not great. I personally like talking more about the foolishness that she does than her rap career, because I feel like a rap career is non-existent. Okay? Speaking of non-existent rap career, I guess we'll go here. I guess that's what I'm feeling in my spirit. Kesha. Do we want to do Cash Doll right now? No, let's save Cash Doll for the end. No, okay. Let's go with Megan. Oh, let's get into the tea. Let's get into this little bit of tea right here. Okay. Oh, no, not this one. Okay, so Meg and Carl. You all know Meg. Everybody know Megan Thee Stallion. Let me tell you something. Say what you want. Megan Thee Stallion is the hottest female rapper this year, controversy and all. So Carl, Meg Thee Stallion slightly, Carl Dor Cognac Queen. So let me tell you, it's some shade being thrown. And y'all know, I love Erica. They've always been nice to me. So we're going to get into some things. So here's the thing. Meg went on when she released her Don't Stop song. She went and she was talking about Hottie's World. And in the Hottie's World, she kind of threw shade at other girls, that other rappers that were, you know, creating their vlog series. And So basically, she was saying other people are doing it, and it's just not looking the same. Now, a lot of people are saying that she was talking about Sweetie for Icy World, but also people are catching on to Erica Banks because she has like a little vlog series as well. So I'm thinking that they might have gotten a hold of that tea and kind of felt that. Now, Carl and Meg do not see eye to eye. Carl and Meg, you know what I mean? He still has her signed to his label. And I feel like that's the reason why Meg has not dropped an album. I feel like Roc Nation and Meg, I feel like they're trying to find a way to get Meg paid without having to have Carl get paid. I don't know the ins and outs, but I feel like they're trying to find a way for Megan Thee Stallion to get out of this contract and to try to find a way for her to make money without him being involved and getting paid as little as possible. So they don't really fool with each other. However, girl, Meg is doing a lot with no album. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. So here's where Erica Banks comes into play. So I guess this was a post. I don't know who posted this. Okay, so Carl posted this and said, hold on, give me a second. 1501. It was Erica Banks' birthday. So happy birthday, Erica Banks, a.k.a. the Flow Queen. It's all the way up from here. And then someone responded and says, Megan's the Flow Queen, but happy birthday. And then Carl responds and says, Megan is the Cognac Queen. Erica is the Flow Queen. Now, that was shade all over it, okay? That was definitely shade. Okay, now here is what I'll say. Now, the reason why this is some tea for me, and I hope they're watching, is because the blogs have picked this up. And I could be a little bit biased because y'all know me. I'm team Erica Banks. I love Erica Banks, and I like Carl. I like all of them. I mean, Megan is hot, but I will say that Erica Banks has a better flow than her. I don't care what anybody says. But as I'm going through the comments on the blogs, they're like, well, it's about Nikki, or how dare you try to say something like that when, you know, you're trying to model Erica after Megan Thee Stallion. So my thing is this. The blogs, the Instagram hip-hop blogs are picking it up. And I think that it would be wise for Carl not to respond to the comments. I don't think that he should say things like this in regards to Megan, because what ends up happening, whatever beef he has with Megan, it comes across on her, and Erica could actually take the heat for it because she's the artist. And I feel like she could get an unfair shot with the public and with industry, because especially with industry, because a lot of industry people may not publicly want to support Erica because they feel like it's a Erica or Megan. And you never know what kind of ties Megan has within the industry, because she has the leg up and she's the bigger artist. And Erica is trying to come up. So she doesn't need to appear as if she's beefing. And the only time that I've noticed that these blogs pick up news in regards to Erica is when it's attached to Megan Thee Stallion. So we need to get to a point where it's not attached to Megan Thee Stallion. She's dropped several music videos, and none of these blogs have posted it. She's dropped she got a Billboard entry, they didn't post it. But the minute he says something in response to, you know, Megan Thee Stallion being a drunk, or, you know, them saying bust it, she sounds like Megan Thee Stallion, all the blogs are picking it up. So she's not really getting the true recognition that she deserves. And so I think that as the team, they need to be very, very careful at what they respond to, because what it's going to end up getting blown up is Megan Thee Stallion shade versus the actual talent of Erica Banks. Okay. So I want to be mindful. And I think Erica don't respond to anything, don't like a post, don't subliminally do anything. If anybody needs to look like they're being shady, let Meg look like she's the one that's pressed. Let Meg look like she's the one that's throwing shade. Erica should not be responding, saying anything. She should be dropping her music. But Carl should not be throwing shade at Meg in the comments because it's going to reflect on Erica. And we don't have time for that. Look, I got a vested interest in her being successful, damn it. Carl, get it together. We don't have time for that because these blogs are messy. So they will only pick up the BS. And we don't want them to pick up the BS. And we don't want them comparing her to Megan. She is too talented. She's too good for her not to get a fair opportunity because people are trying to have loyalty to Megan Thee Stallion. So those are my thoughts on that. I don't think that it needs to look like there's a beef at all. Erica and Meg need to track together. Yeah, that's true. But I think Meg doesn't even follow Erica. So that's shade there. Somebody said Erica Banks will never happen. That's a lie. That Busted song is charting and is doing numbers. She can very much so happen if they play their roles right. Nikita the Dragon was just listening to her record with over 1 million views in 1 hour. She definitely can happen because she definitely has the talent. Just stay focused. She definitely will happen. She's going to have to fight through that Megan Thee Stallion comparison, though. That's why it doesn't need to look like there's a beef. Now, speaking of never going to happen, because I'm done with that, because I said what I said on that, but I think that, you know, oh, sorry. Why do I keep doing this, y'all? I'm trying to get this girl off my damn screen. Oh. Girl, get yourself off my screen, Miss Mama. Oh, here she go. Boom. All right. Speaking of never going to happen, Cash Doll. Cash Doll will never happen. I don't know what chapter we're on. I don't know if this is 8, 9, or 10, but Cash Doll has officially realized for a second time that she will never happen. And I want to let you guys know, okay, so before we get into it, I want you guys to see what Cash Doll said. Okay? Someone asked Cash Doll, oh, no, someone said to Cash Doll, when are we getting new music, Cash Doll? She replies, I don't know, y'all. I'm really not feeling it anymore. Someone said, drop some new music today. She said, I think I'm done, y'all, honestly. And let me tell you something. This is phenomenal. Good for her. I don't think that there's anything wrong with this. Sometimes you have to bow out gracefully, okay? Cash Doll signed a bad deal way back when she got on. Bad management deal, bad everything deal. She never happened. I said she wasn't going to happen. She jumped at me and said, listen, catch me in a year. We're 2 years in. She still hasn't happened. So, and that's why I'm on her neck, because she told me, oh, catch me in by the end of the year. Well, we're at the end of the year again. And here you are saying that you've quit. And we're 2 years in. Cash, you're not going to happen. But I respect you for knowing that you're not going to happen. And when I mean not going to happen, I don't mean like not going to be successful. She is successful. She definitely has more money than me. But I mean, what I mean never going to happen, I mean never going to happen on a Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion type of level. Not even a Trina. She will be like Deshauna of rap. I think that's what somebody said. Or even like a Remy Ma. You know what I mean? They kind of happened for a little bit and then they just kind of didn't. She'll never just be super huge. She'll always be a cash doll. And that's okay. Now, something else that was interesting to me, I think that Cash Doll would have happened if she started being honest. I think a lot of the reason why Cash Doll didn't happen is because Cash Doll was not being honest to her fans. What do I mean by that? Cash Doll, I seen a tweet to, I didn't post it, but Cash Doll is lying to her fans. Cash Doll has now said that she is 31. Now, if you remember last year, everybody was asking how old Cash Doll was, and she said she was 29. So I don't know how she went from 29 to 31. How old is Cash Doll? I'm thinking 41, 37 and a half. But 29 in 2019 and then in 2020, she's 31. I don't know. So I think that's where she already came out a liar. So she was not connecting with the audience because we didn't know if we grew up with her or not. You know what I mean? And that is a big thing for folks. Okay. And to lie like that and jump 2 years in one, it's a bold move. It's really bold. So for that, Cash Doll is never going to happen. Y'all keep rooting for Cash Doll. Listen, Cash Doll got some good songs. Like, all BS aside, she's good. But we're in the new wave of girls have came, right? So I don't even think her style of rap people even really care about. Like she was supposed to hit already. In my mind, Cash Doll has done every cypher, every freshman. Like, she has had several moments. If she was going to stick, she would have stuck. She's had good features. She's had records. She's done records with Lil Wayne. She's done records with Lil Kim. She's done records with freaking, who else is she, with Big Sean. She's gotten big records. Didn't she do a record with, don't give me the line. I feel like she did big records. I feel like she had big features. I feel like Cash Doll has done the work. Cash Doll has had performances. Cash Doll has done the work. She's been around. The people are not, it's not sticking. Sticking. And I'm glad that she finally realized it. She's successful in her own right, but she would never be the queen of rap. And that's what I meant by never happen. She'll never be a premier female rapper. She won't. Do you remember at the BET Awards or the VMAs when Cash Doll was on the red carpet and the cameraman was hollering, Nicki Minaj? Clear indication that Cash Doll was never going to happen. I think that she knew, when, at that moment, she knew that she had effed up. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Iggy happened more than Cash Doll. Iggy at least had a number one record. And I think, didn't Iggy get nominated for a Grammy? Yikes. I'm just saying. But anywho, so those are my thoughts on that. But congratulations, Cash Doll, for coming to your senses. We love that. Now let's get into some things. All right. Now comes the time where we are going to take some calls. The call is, they are pinned in the live comments because for some reason I cannot put it on the screen right now. I may try to get it on the screen while you guys are talking. So let's get into some things. Let me pull up the thumbnail, and I want you guys to give your thoughts on whatever topic you want to talk about that we have already mentioned. Do not come on here talking about stuff that we did not talk about. Okay, so we're talking about Wendy Williams, Cash Doll, Black China, Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, let's see what we got. All right, 6796, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, can you hear me? Oh, that doesn't sound good.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey,
here we go. Hey. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Hold on one. 7317.
It's starting already.
7317. Let's see. 7317. Oh, child, here we go. The devil is a liar. 7317. Okay, 9558.
Hey, Armand.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
What is going on with these people? Can y'all not hear when it say unmuted?
Can you hear me, Armand?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay, so I wanted to comment on the Erica girl. I really like her. I think she's a good artist, but I don't think people are giving her a chance because they like me.
Oh.
Yeah, because I really like Erica, but I think it was just probably the wrong time, like the way that she came in. It was just like the wrong time because you have the Flo Millies, you have the Mulattoes, and it's enough room for everybody to eat, but she kind of has that down south flow, and it's similar to Meg, but I don't hear her sounding like Meg.
No, I don't hear her sounding like Meg either. I don't hear her sounding like Meg either. But I feel like she can compete with the best of them. I feel like she can compete with the Asian brat, Asian doll, the Flo Millies, I think that she can compete. If not, I think that she's just as good, if not better. You know, but the thing is, people are not giving her a fair chance because of the Meg situation. So you definitely cannot have her label manager or owner, you know, adding fuel to the fire.
Right. Okay, and so about Cash Doll.
Okay.
Well, we already said Cash Doll was trash when it comes to music, but I really think that she's very well put together. She looks good. I think she would be a really good businesswoman. I just think she needs to find her lane, and I don't think that it's music. But I think she'll be a really, really good brand ambassador for somebody. Like, that would be good for her, but the music is trash. And Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna is a mess. The only time I entertain Blac Chyna is when it has something to do with Tokyo Tony.
Yeah.
Because
Tokyo Tony is a trash mother, isn't she?
Let's just be honest. Tokyo Tony is very entertaining, and it's the only thing people really check for Blac Chyna besides, you know, men and whatever crazy stuff she have going on with the OnlyFans. So, yeah. But other than that, I like Erica Banks, too. I wish that people would just really give her a chance. And I did want to say this, Armand. I'm glad I caught you. Okay with me. I love you, Armand. I love your show and everything. But I kind of get that you are kind of biased towards me. I'm not sure what it is. Like, you do
what
give
you
her
mean, biased?
A props. I don't know. It's like you give her props, but it's like, I could always tell from the beginning that you didn't really care for me. I don't know if it's like, because you do say you like some of her music, like, but I don't think you can really get into it because, I don't know, maybe it's because you're from California, but being down south, like, Meg, her lyrics and everything she's saying, it's just fire to me. But
here's the tea with Meg. This is why I can't get with Meg. It's not that. I think her lyrics and stuff be fire and be dope. But the problem that I have with Meg, for me, is she's a pretty girl. She's dope. Uh-huh. But it's the flow. And I guess I'm just looking for, like, Meg to me doesn't really get into a pocket. And she just doesn't. If the flow is lacking, like, the flow don't excite me. Like, the flow is very, I'm going to run in the hook. It's like, it's no swag to it. It's no sauce put on it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean?
She's a very good lyricist, though, compared to Cardi or a mulatto. Like, she's a very good lyricist, and I even think that's why Nicki Minaj liked me, because Nicki Minaj, she was not doing features with any of the girls, and she didn't have a problem with getting on a song with Meg, and I think she really respect Meg and her craft, because, you know, mm-hmm. Nicki, she picky about who she worked with, but, you know, coming from Nicki just being a real MC, like a real rapper, she had to respect Meg to even get on the song with her.
But Nicki Minaj raps Meg under the bus.
Oh, most definitely. I think Nicki Minaj, like, I was watching the verses that you did. I think it was Nicki Minaj and somebody else.
Cardi B.
It was, yeah, with Cardi and some of her older clips of her rapping freestyles. And I was like, man, you know, you have to go back to the old Nicki to really just realize, like, Nicki is that girl. It's nobody that has came through with her creativity. It's nobody that has came through with her bars.
Okay, hold on, Carla. We got an important question. I got to let you go because we got a lot of callers. Are you Jessica Dye?
No.
How many times have you heard that in a day?
I haven't. I've heard that I act like Jessica Dye, but I'm
you
not.
You sound just like her. But thank you, Carla.
Really?
We got to let you go. Yes.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye. Okay, 4054, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. It's me again.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Even better that you answered and you can hear me, right?
Just fine. Okay, I'm not going to keep you long. Going into Black China, I'm going to reverse roles with you. I'm going to play devil's advocate this time, just to throw this out there. I actually don't have a problem with Black China trying to get some recognition for another career path, but if you're going to do something like that, because I'm all for people starting off one way, changing their, you know, turning their lives around and trying to do something different. But
yes,
if you're going to do that, you have to be consistent. You can't get up one day and try to promote your music and try to brand yourself as something that we don't know you as, and then
mm-hmm.
turn around and stick a bottle in between your butt cheeks and then think
what?
That we're not going to acknowledge that. You can't do that. You have to be consistent. It's going to take a lot of work. Because as you've made very clear, we only know her to be a particular type of person, to do particular types of things. But I'm not going to say she's wrong for trying to shift the light that's on her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people probably aren't going to take her serious. It's more of the fact that, girl, like, you'd have to be lost to
mm-hmm.
think that we are going to just negate and disregard the person that we know you to be and talk about music. I can't name one Black China song. Can you?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't even try.
Exactly.
And the only
exactly.
one I know,
so
I do know one. It's the My Word one, and I'm pissed about it because it's from here, and I'm pissed with Keep the Sneak and Too Short for allowing her to get on that song and tear that song up, and then the nerve to throw Jeffree Star in a music video. How dare you?
The audacity of our sister. Like, she's one of us, so at the end of the day, you know, I'm cut from a different cloth. Like I said, I'm not going to be against her trying to rebrand herself, but it's
mm-hmm.
like, come on, the depth of work that's going to come with that, you don't have time to be slipping. And also, it's nothing wrong with owning up to the things that you're questioned about in interviews, living your truth, because that was who you were, you know, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take Cardi B for an example. She came out, where did we find Cardi B? From the depths of Vine, shaking ass with the teeth in the face and who she
right.
was before who she is now, right? Cardi B was able to rebrand herself in a particular way, even though a lot of people doubted her, didn't take her seriously when she, you know, went on Love & Hip Hop and then came out with Bodak Yellow. And then it was like, oh, damn, now look at where she's at. Even though there are people that don't like her, I'm just saying as an example, it's not impossible. It might be difficult for Black China to do, but it's not impossible. I'm not a Black China fan. I'm speaking in general here. I just think that if that's a path that she wants, she's going to have to take herself seriously and realize that this is reality. You're not going to just wake up one day and then expect people to forget about your lifestyle because you want them to. That's never
exactly.
going to be the case. But, yeah, exactly.
Thank
so
you, Carla.
I'm going to let y'all go. No problem. Y'all have a good night.
You too. All right, let's take another call. We got a lot of calls in here. Okay, 0609, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about Meg.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay. I don't understand how people expect someone who's only been in the industry for 2 years to have a different flow when she's barely getting started. You don't know what she can bring.
Mm-hmm.
As far as her talent, we know she's very talented. So why are people putting these huge expectations on her?
Well, I kind of think your flow is your flow.
Yeah, but they don't have the same for male rappers. They can have the same flow and still be successful, but you expect the women to, you know, like she's starting out, but we don't know.
Think this is a woman thing. I think that this, because there's male rappers that people can't stand their flows, and they still are successful. You know what I mean? That's like people, there are male rap critics that be like, I hate the way that this dude raps, or this dude is trash, or this is a mumble rapper. Like, the Migos get dragged all the time for being mumble rappers and things like that. So, you know, and the way that they rap. So, I think that Meg is a good artist. You know, she's obviously up next, but it's just her flow is a little redundant. It is.
Okay, and then I have one more thing to say before I let you go.
And she needs to slow down on the drinking, because they're calling her the cognac queen.
Oh, that's people's opinions. Like, we all do what we do. That's fine. She's human. She lost her mother and her father. So, you know, give her time to do her thing. I don't think we should be judging someone because you see snippets on the internet. Another thing I want to talk about with Carl is, how does Carl have the nerve to call her that and take shots at her when he beats women? He's been arrested twice for domestic violence. He was just arrested last month for pulling a gun out on his ex, beating her and kicking her down the stairs. So, I mean, he has a lot of nerve to talk shit. That's it.
Wow. Now, see, I don't know nothing about that. So I don't know about
Google
his history.
It. Okay. You can Google it. Everybody saw last month he was arrested. He pulled a gun out on his ex. I guess there were some infidelity issues going on. And he pulled a gun into her head and beat her. And then he had another situation where he beat another ex. And I think that's when Evelyn came out and tried to say that he never put hands on her. So he has a history of beating women and treating them like shit. I wouldn't really take nothing he says very serious.
Okay. Well, you have got into some things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, she said what she said. This is why sometimes it's just better not to say anything. Wow. Let's take another call. 1352.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to say there are two things. Like, first of all, I just have to address the previous caller. Like, Meg being new don't have shit to do with her flow being elementary. Like, you either got a good flow range where you have different types of flow patterns to pick from. You either have a plethora of those or you don't. And that doesn't speak to the length of time you've been doing it. That speaks to your skill. I guess it would speak to the length of time you've been doing it and, you know, how focused you are, how dedicated you are, how true you are to the thing. But, like, you're not going to sit up here and say that just because she knew she could have a week, same flow every beat. Like, please, get up off it. And then second, I wanted to say that dudes that like bodies that look like Blac Chyna's, y'all have to like transsexuals, and women, y'all have to realize that men that like these big fake booties, like, they don't really match the thighs and the knees. Like, these men, those are tranny bodies. That's how transsexuals look when they get their bodies done. And so, like, when I see the real females run around here like this, I'm like, yo, you don't look like a woman with a nice big ass. It don't look like God did that. It looked like you were tranny. And so I just want ladies, keep your eyes open. If your man is looking at that woman with that fake body, he probably likes transsexuals too, because that's how transsexuals.
So wait a minute. We're not gonna. So what are you trying to like? What?
I mean, you don't think they look like trannies by the body?
Well, we definitely can't use the word tranny.
Oh, excuse me. You don't think they look like transsexuals by the body?
It does give me transsexual body. Okay.
It looks like someone, a person that was born in the wrong body, who has now transitioned across sexes to fit what's going on the inside. Now, if that's what you're into, I'm not judging, but don't try to kick it like, you know, I'm the defined divine feminine when God don't shape it like that. That's not how it be looking when God do it. They be looking like they got trans bodies. That's just what's going on, Black China included.
So you're saying that Black China looks like a trans, like a tranny?
Absolutely. And this isn't the first time you've heard this either, I'm sure. Like,
Think the Claremont twins look like trannies too, or transgenders?
You heard just with the message called to me so many times. Like, and don't get now check it out. This is the thing. Now, just with the mess got her body done, but she did it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she was born with a nice ass. She didn't do too much. She started eating too to let her real natural fat blend them thighs in with the fake booty, and it looked like she was just born with a nice plump fat ass because she did it the right way. These girls began all of this ass and no hip to go with it and no thigh to go with it, and then it's supposed to, when God do it, it contour all the way down from your back all the way down to your knees. Like, it's just a special way, and it's all just evenly and perfect and perfectly balanced out. And these girls be going to these doctors and just be like, just give me the biggest ass you can. And it's like, what about
and
the
rest
of the
leg? And just stick it there, right? And just put it on there.
Like, what about the rest of the leg? And then it just don't make sense.
Well, Nicki Minaj got that body, too. Do you think that Nicki Minaj looks like a tranny?
Nicki Minaj had a tranny body when she first came out. Come for me, Barbs. Come for me. She had a tranny body when she still do got, I mean, well, she had gained a little weight. She had a baby. So, you know, it filled out a little bit.
Well, what about
Cardi
B?
I didn't really look at her body too much, but she looked kind of, normally when girls is kind of chunky, because Cardi ain't really got the slim waist. Normally when girls kind of chunky, it kind of work out for them because they kind of already got the big thighs to go with the outrageous ass that you put back there. But like, when these girls don't be like these girls, they don't be wanting to have, they don't be wanting to have a chunky body with it though. They be wanting to have no waist, which is, I get it, you know, slim waist, you know, big old ass. That's what you want to go for. But you know, Serena Williams was born with that, and then she played tennis every day to keep it looking good like that.
Serena Williams got a different type of body too.
I don't think it's a tranny body though.
It's not just the softest thing though. It's a different type of energy.
She looks like the type of woman that could probably beat your average guy in a pull up contest. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can still tell that she's a woman at the end of the day. Especially when you look at the bottom half, like it's perfect.
It's the shoulder blades and the arms for me.
Listen, baby, she swings a lot of tennis rackets.
Right.
She swings a lot of tennis rackets, baby. It's gonna, like I said, she probably can beat your average dude in a pull up contest. I can see that happening.
Okay, yes. Okay, so let me get off here before you have me saying something and I'll be done, got canceled by next week. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so listen. Okay, I got a text message that they're saying, okay, listen, Megan calls herself the cognac queen. Girl, I get it. In the context of what being called the flow queen and then him saying the cognac queen and then me reading the comments, they took that as shade. And so even that, because all of us don't know that, right? The blogs posted that not as like, oh, this is a compliment. That's not a compliment for the person to say, oh, no, Meg is not the flow queen. She's the cognac queen. That's like, she's a drunk. And we know that Meg is always, every time there's some controversy, there's current controversy right now where the niggas are saying that she was drunk. So whether she calls herself that or not, in the context of that, the way that was delivered, that was shade. Period. They not She don't like him and he don't like her. Period. But now, hey, listen, this is if you haven't done so, this is a nice time to subscribe so we can take some more callers. We're going to take some more calls. Y'all know me. We need 50 subscribers. We're on our road to 100,000. Hold on. I see y'all in here, so I'm just trying to make sure I get the numbers of the people. I don't know what I just did right there. Hold on. Okay, hold on, y'all. Are we good? All right, hold on. Okay, boom. Oh, 2587, and then, okay. 2587, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So I just wanted to call in real quick. I just had two things I wanted to say. First, I have three things. First, I want to say that I watch you all the time, and I be on your station head and everything. So I really love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the second thing, first of all, I want to talk about Meg and Carl. He was definitely being shady. First of all, we don't know that they call her the Cognac Queen. And, like, even still, like, that was shady. That was a shady remark. So why would he even say that? You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be like, you know, like a head or something like that. You don't say that. And the third thing is, like, Megan Flo is so boring. Like, before she got on the song with because this just was so boring. I wanted her to win because everybody was hyping her, but it was just not doing nothing for me. Like, I listened to the album and everything, and it was nothing. It wasn't doing nothing for me. And so, and when she got on the song with Cardi, I was like, okay. But, like, when I listen to Meg's music by herself, like, she can't fill the album out. Like, she can freestyle. She sounds good when she's freestyling. But when she is on a song, it takes a skill to fill out a song. And I don't think she has it.
Yes, and that's where, you know, not to bring up Cardi, but this is why I say Cardi B, while she can't freestyle, she knows how to make a song, or she can, you know, she knows how to pick a hit, you know, because people say she don't write the music. So she understands song. Megan Thee Stallion, they have not figured out song plays. Now, they caught one with Savage. I don't like that record at all. It's very boring to me. But they got one, but this Don't Stop. It's okay. Like, it's growing on me. So, but thank you.
That's all I had to say.
Uh-huh. Okay, so do you listen to Erica Banks?
So I heard one of her songs when I was on your station head, and it was, I forget what it was, but it was hot. Like, I was really feeling it. And I had made a mental note, like, I'm going to go back and revisit her and see, like, her catalog of work. But, yeah, she sounds good by herself.
Thank you.
Bye.
No, they said, because people are saying she has a whole song called Cognac Queen. Still, in the context of what was said, that was not a compliment. And that's why the blogs posted it. They didn't post it like, oh, yeah, Carl called her the Cognac Queen. In comparison of Flo, Megan Thee Stallion is a rapper. So if you have another girl up there that they're comparing to Megan and you say she's the Flo Queen, they say, and then and a person responds and says, oh, actually, y'all not going to get me up here making it seem like I'm just trying to push a narrative.
But
I know that,
right.
I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know that I'm not crazy.
I followed it on Twitter, and I was reading the comments, and people were saying that's what she called herself. I was like, first of all, we ain't never hear her call herself that. And he's drinking, so you looking messy. If you're not messy, you need to clear it up, which he not, because he was being messy.
This looks like shade. Let me tell you, and if it wasn't, if you go to those comments, it caused Erica Banks to start to get dragged. So it doesn't need to be said, because they were saying, well, how can you come for Meg when you're modeling your whole artist after her. So to avoid conversations like that, these things don't need to be written, because a lot of people, the fans, they will make a big thing out of it, and the blogs will pick it up and push the narrative.
Right.
Because it's very clear that her and Carl do not have a relationship. So y'all not about to make me up here look like I'm crazy. I don't give a damn if she called her the trash queen. You don't go and say that, you know, in comparison to a new artist that you have that's coming under her.
Right.
Because people are going to take it out of context and make it something that it's not. But thank you.
You're welcome, boo. Bye.
All right. Let's take a couple more. Okay, who we got? Six, nine, six, zero. Y'all not going to try to play with me, which I know what I see and I know what I read in them damn comments. Them people was going off. 1213 you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going
Can
on?
Hear me?
Yep.
What's up, Amar?
Hey.
So, what you said just now, honestly, it just took the tea about the whole Erica, Banks and Megan, you know? So I don't really want to repeat that. But
okay.
I am going to say this. I haven't really listened to Ms. Banks' music that much. You know, I really haven't listened, but I'm not saying she's a bad rapper. Like, I really don't know. So I'm pretty sure, you know, she could spit, she got flow, she got signed. It's the reason why. But here's the thing. I had to work the title party for Meg and for her mixtape that just came out this year, right? Early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. I'm working the party, and they're like, yo, when is Meg coming? When is Meg coming? Mind you, I had to work her table and the whole VIP section. So I have to be with her, the stylist, the whole posse of people. Here's the thing. You make everybody wait. Like, I understand you making people wait, but any professionalism stuff, like, come on, son. Even if they don't even have money to pay for you to perform, you make them wait about, like, 3 hours. It's mad, rowdy-ass people in there. They want to see Megan. They don't know what to do. The dancers are there. The dancers took the show, honestly. She has some dope dancers. I respect her dancers so much. But here's the thing. When she gets there, the first thing she does is bring out mad liquor and start pouring shots and giving shots out to people. They want to see you perform. They don't want to see you pouring out. Like, yeah, you give them free shots, but the liquor is free there anyway. The bar is
right.
Free. Yeah, and then not even that. She doesn't even if they don't even pay you to perform, at least a freestyle, at least nothing. She's on stage for about, I want to say, 20 minutes, pouring out shots, this and that, oh, hi. And then after that, she was just drinking. And then now, because of that, you're not giving the people what they want. And I'm working the VIP section. And now people start getting even more rowdy. So now they're rushing, running towards the VIP section. The security can't hold them down. I got to tell people to chill, you know. But at the same time, it's like, where's the professionalism out of it? You know, they're coming to see you perform. There's a stage. There's something. Like, she gave nothing, you know. She gave
was
nothing
she
at
drunk?
All. And like, I mean, who wasn't drunk? Who wasn't drunk? Because she was taking shots. You know how much juice bottles I went through that night? Everybody was drunk. Everybody, except for the security. You know, security, they have to protect. But it's the fact that you cared more. Like, come on. You don't even have to give out shots. They already have shots. They have all of it. Their Duce is sponsoring it. You couldn't even give a little something to the people that waited out. It was in the wintertime. They had to wait outside in New York City. Not even that. They had to wait outside. When they get in, 3 hours pass. Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You come, and then after she leaves, the thing is over. And people paid for this. This wasn't free. You know? And it's like a slap in the face, because if you look at any of the greats, when they had a show, look at Destiny's Child. You think Destiny's Child would be late for a show? No, they wasn't late. When they had a show, they came, performed, gave the people what they want, dip, called it a day. Show their face, hey to their fans, show love, and dip. Like, to have that professionalism, that's what you need. And at the end of the day, if you're giving people that, then what else are you going to give us? Because I'm not excited to see the next stuff. I really don't care. I'm pretty sure.
Now, how do you feel about Megan Thee Stallion now, after all of that?
I mean, honestly, I love music. I'm not going to say I dislike a song or I like a song. I'm like that with everybody. But honestly, mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, she is at the age of 25, right? 25, 26, we're around the same age. Here's the thing. Now it's like, I feel like her head is just getting big. She's not, okay. I feel like she's not as humble, you know? So now I feel like since her head is getting so big, it's like a lot of stuff is not, I don't want to talk for her, but what I'm seeing is, you know, you should have more priorities. Like, stop fucking putting, excuse my language, sorry, no curses.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting videos of yourself just getting drunk all the time when you should, like, just don't do that. Just put videos of you grinding hard, you know? Like, or just.
So do you think that was shade about Carl calling him, saying that she was the cognac queen, or were you insane? Do you think that
he was shade? He knows her better than I know her.
Okay.
How can it be shade if you know the person more than the public knows the person?
So do you
is
think that
really
she has a drinking problem?
I mean, if you promote and do say and that's all you promoting, you just own up to it and be the cognac queen. Just be like, yep, I'm the cognac queen, and
that's
shade. It shouldn't be a problem.
That's shade. You're a rapper, not the cognac queen.
Look. If you put it out there like that, then that's what you're going to get back. I mean, if you want to be a different type of queen, then stop promoting it as much as you want. Like, you know, but I know they're paying her, but come on. You know, like, it's just honestly, I honestly just feel like it's the direction should be a little bit different because now it's a whole bunch of little petty high school stuff that they all going through. And it's making us talk, you know. But it's so high school, I'm just like, damn, like, we grown adults and this is what they doing?
Well, how do you feel about Matt China?
Oh, gosh. Who doesn't? Well, honestly, I remember when they had put out to the public about her going to Capitol Records to start a music career. And everything that knew about that story, the first thing, it was a joke. I mean, honestly, it was a joke. That's like Superhead saying she wanted to come start a singing or a rap career. So it's like that. But at the same time, she could do whatever she wants. She could express herself however she wants. But if you go and do it and be whack, all right, she's wacky. That's it. But, you know, even with the interview, I saw the interview with No Jumper and everything. That could have been a whole different interview. She could have played the game with the interview and then had more people be on her side that like her. But we just all know her personality, and her personality, nobody can relate to it because it's so blah. So if you're so blah, then your music is probably going to be blah, too, or it's probably not you, or it's probably fake. Like, you know, that's what people are feeling. They just feeling she's just trying to have, like, she's just trying to take money from another group of people. No, just make another bag. That's just what it is to her. So, you know, it's like, is anybody going to really ride for her to make music? She should have put out an emotional song to make people feel, but instead she didn't. So
exactly.
She
stepped a two-liter in between her ass. Yeah, thank you. You keep cursing back, and I'm cursing too. You got me doing it. Damn it. Now you got me cursing, so I got to hang up on you. Damn it. You got me doing it. All right, 8962. We're about to wrap it up because we didn't get the 50 subscribers. We need the 50. Let's make a deal. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
Hi, Armand. Can you really hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
can you really hear me?
Okay, Armand, this is what I got to talk about. You got your list going with everybody going. And so let me go in my room so I can hit it up right now. So I don't understand why y'all keep talking to Wendy. Y'all know Wendy gone.
Okay. Where is she at?
I'm just saying, man, y'all see Wendy every day. Wendy ain't got it no more. The cocaine. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me allegedly.
Yeah. Please.
Everything else they talk about.
Okay.
Going on. You know, I'm old school. I'm been calling them old millenniums. So, you know, Wendy, she through. Megan, I'm from Houston, Texas. Too.
Okay.
We spending for Megan. We want Megan to make it. We want Megan to do, but the fact that she stayed styling on Tory, that ain't how we do downhill. She should have ratted that nigga straight out.
Okay.
We all know that. And the publicity, what she getting, not cool. But for real, I feel like Megan messed up. She messed calling them over.
And you think she did?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't feel, y'all don't feel like that? Like, she got
about
on
how
bed.
You feel. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like she got on that bandwagon, got that Hollywood, and let go what she needed to let go. And it's all cool. Everybody hear it. It's cool. But is Megan really winning? Because she gets so much bad publicity. It don't look good, especially don't look good for us here in Texas. I mean,
right.
I personally feel like...
Do you feel like Tori shot her, or do you feel like she lying? Because one of them is lying. Who do you feel like it is?
I think something happened, but they PR keeping it cool because they trying to say their careers.
Okay.
Like, you don't feel like that?
No, because I feel like the only one that's got to prove something really honestly is Megan. So she can't keep trying to act as if she's trying to move.
And that's true, but she ain't really doing it, though.
No, so it's going to come back and bite her if she don't, because you can't come out and throw out this strong allegation and then think that you're just going to go perform and drop music and we're all going to forget that you said this man shot.
And that's on the real, that's on the true, too. But what you feel about Tory, Tory dropping music?
Yeah, but he don't have to prove.
Like
he
that.
Said, but he said that he didn't do it. That sort of burden of proof is on her because she said that he did it out of her mouth. So prove it.
But and the true is like, oh, so I'm on, like, is she filing charges? So is she for real?
Right.
Or is he for real? And then you got the cash doll up there. I'm telling you, over here in the South, we don't know nothing about a cash or a doll. I'm sorry.
Period. Me neither. We know something about a little bit of cash, but we definitely don't do a cash doll together.
We don't, you know, and then I like that you and Daytime Team Time, y'all turned up with Erica. That was cool.
I love Erica. I am biased towards Erica because I do like her. So I'd be watching the stuff and I watch how the blogs play games. And that's my thing. I just don't want, because even if, like, let's say that he didn't mean any harm by that. Why is that the only thing that they, like, the blogs posted that knowing that it would have got taken out of context, right? So
because they just go hate on y'all anyway. Just
so
like,
my
okay,
thing is, if they're not posting her music videos or her accomplishments, why are they posting when it seemingly can be taken as shade or not shade? You know what I mean? So
but
just
then
be
you
careful.
Say, but
did
you say they pay
out.
People though? But then you say they be paying?
Who said they be paying them for what?
I mean, like certain bloggers, like to not give her accolades and stuff.
No, I never said that anybody pays anything.
Well, I do feel like she's being not as hurt as she could.
Five more seconds. Absolutely. Thank you, caller.
So,
I love you.
I definitely feel like
thanks for calling in. Yes. All right. We have got into some things, okay? Well, today was another legendary show. And I loved it, okay? So let me know what you guys think in the comments. The party doesn't have to end because the live stream ends. Make sure you follow me all across your social media at The Armand Wiggins Show at gmail.com. At The Armand Wiggins Show everywhere. If you have some tea or you want to, you know, give me something to talk about, follow me at The Armand Wiggins Show. Tweet me at The Armand Wiggins Show. Email me at The Armand Wiggins Show at gmail.com or DM me. We are here on Station Head. We are here on YouTube. We get into some things. I love you all for supporting the show. I love you all for watching. And remember, stay black, stay beautiful, black power, Ungawa, and everything. And I think that's it. That's all I got today. I'm so glad that today went a lot better than the other day because, child, y'all was making me really, really nervous about this call-in number. But anywho, I'm going to get on out of here. And I'll see y'all in the next video. Bye. Oh, and if you didn't make it on the call line, you can make it next time. Make sure you save the number. The number is 563-999-3658. Save it into your phone so you can be on the list. And you can always super chat your way to the top if you just have something to say. All right, gotta go. Bye. Uh-oh. Is my outro not on here?